Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
This week's episode of the Well-Fed Guides Food Truck Show. I am here today on the corner of, 4th and Market in St. Paul with the always classy Joy Summers. Joy, say hello.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. So why don't you explain to people who you are, what you do, you know, the huge.
The huge. Well, I am a food writer and blogger for City Pages. I also am the main food critic at Lavender Magazine. And I also have a column in The Mix, the handout that the co-ops give out every 2 months.
Oh, that's very cool. I actually didn't know about the latter.
Yeah, cool. It's not as easy to promote because they're not as online. But okay. I'm very proud of the work I do with them. They're really cool.
That's very excellent. So today we are standing and we are looking at...
The Tot Boss,
and this is their first day out on the street, huh?
Yes, and it's a truck decorated with dancy tater tots, as far as I can tell.
That is awesome. I don't know about you, but I'm not into tater tots that don't shake it at least a little bit.
I like a dirty tot.
All right, well, let's go get set up here with some grub, because I'm hungry.
Hi there.
Hi.
How's your first day going?
Been great, actually.
Really? Yeah. I'm just happy to see you're still open.
We still have thoughts.
Excellent. Excellent.
What would you recommend as a first thing?
Oh, first thing. What would you recommend?
The poutine?
I don't know.
I was eyeballing that poutine.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to go there.
Okay.
Poutine guys. Make that two of those.
All right.
So what made you think of the tater tot concept?
You know what? Who doesn't love tater tots? I mean...
Nobody, I want to know.
I remember the St. Paul Winter Carnival there. They used to have tater tot hot dish, and once they stopped carrying that,
We saw that.
It was un-American. It was depressing. I cried for days.
Oh, man. That sounds so good. Oh, for you guys at home, I'm currently staring at a nice little basket filled with tater tots, some cheese curds, and the whole thing is swamped in gravy. And I mean that in a beautiful way. Yeah.
It's
swamped with gravy in all the right ways. Although, is there a wrong way to swamp something in gravy?
Only if it's jarred. Not so long ago, I had some sandwiches with jarred gravy, which is just
fail.
So wrong. Also, a gorgeous day in Rice Park. I don't think I've ever been in this section of park without someone taking a nap in a cardboard box or something.
I'm sure that'll come back in a little bit.
Yeah, I know. After the tots, it might be me.
Yep. All right, I'm ready to just dig into this this bad boy. That is,
it's toddy.
It's very toddy.
Cheese curd. Those are nice and fresh.
Should ask where they got their cheese.
It tastes Wisconsin in origin.
It does indeed taste of Wisconsin, which isn't always as cool as it sounds. Although, when referring to cheese and or beer, I guess that's mostly all right. All right. Put on your serious critic goggles for a while.
Okay.
Let's look at these tater tots through a well-trained eye.
Through the lens of fine criticism.
Through a mouth of greatness. Bring it.
I gotta say, it's pretty true to, the idea of poutine in that it's a simple, thin... gravy that it's not overly thick, it's not trying to be something it's not trying to, you know, take you out to dinner and ditch you with a check or anything. It's quite close to right, and yet
it's a check I might be happy being stuck with.
I'm a little bummed that the tots so disintegrate upon eating it. The minute they hit that gravy, they just come apart into little potato nubbins.
It's true, and that's why, you know, fries are usually nice with this, because they don't have that problem.
Yeah, and they also have the spherical shape for dipping. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a word.
Well, it is now. You're a writer. You get to make up words.
I do, and I often do.
That's the rule.
But I'd say overall, this is not bad eating.
No.
And I would say that if this was a truck that maybe wasn't parked out back some of the bars around closing time, this would be a hangover buster. This is a good thing
win.
Where you could put it in your stomach and it'd absorb all that evil that you might be doing to yourself.
You call it evil.
It's only evil.
I call it the reason for living.
It's only evil if it's still there in the morning.
Yeah. And that's what Bloody Marys are for.
Yeah. But that's not bad. So, I think I'm down to, I've now eaten at all but three of the food trucks that I know about.
Really?
Yeah. I was out yesterday. There's a new food truck court that popped up. It'll be every Thursday through the summer on Kellogg and Roberts over by the Kellogg Park.
Which there you go, guys. You're getting the scoop right here and now.
I didn't really know about. I'd driven by it. Usually got distracted by the crazy driving over by the government center over there because people... It's the kind of building where they have a sign on the door that says no nunchucks or brass knuckles. So I don't know what's going on in there, but the people drive crazy.
I don't know, but I need to go there.
I know. Don't bring your nunchucks.
I'll leave them in the car, I guess.
So that food court has Home Street Home Truck, and it was organized by them. They're a new truck. They were out late last fall and just ready to start the full season now. They're all scratch cooking, doing things like a grass-fed beef burger, braised meats. They've got a pretty serious grilled cheese sandwich with tons of cheese and a little bit of a raspberry jalapeno jam. Good stuff. Then there's the Messy Giuseppe truck, where their specialty is basically a take on a sloppy Joe from a recipe from their grandfather, who was the original Giuseppe. They've got
that
a great
amazing.
Truck. The logo is a cartoon caricature of the original Giuseppe, and he's running with a fork, and I think there's a meatball on it.
Classic Italian art right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and their hot beef is something to be considered. There's some super killer giardinara on there, and they get it nice and soaked with the jus. Then there's Nito's Burgers, which is in my running for favorite food truck of the year so far. These are two guys from Midway, St. Paul.
That's the one I was hoping would be out today, actually.
Yes.
But apparently we missed them.
Yeah, well, they're fickle. That's the fun thing about food trucks is you can't always count on when and where you're going to go. You got to go with the flow, and they pop
True
up.
That.
I mean, I'm so trained to look for them that I thought the UPS truck parked out front when we were driving here was a new truck. Yeah, no. So the Nito's Burgers guys thought there would be a niche when they knew that Porky's was closing. So that is what they're doing, is a drive-in style burger, and they nailed that. It is
Porky's on wheels. I like that.
Yeah, it's nothing overly fancy, and then they go a little gourmet slant on their fries. They do them in duck fat, served alongside an aioli. That's life altering. Those two things together, I want that all the time.
Let's talk about duck fat for a minute and all the glory that is duck fat.
Yeah, you're kind of the duck fat expert. You made duck prosciutto.
And, you know, I just, of all the fats out there, is there one that's better than duck fat?
I don't know. I'm a little partial to lard.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. You know, we all want to go pork fat.
I know it's cliche, but I'm...
Nah, it is great. It is a beautiful... It is... Again, it's just another reason for living. Pork fat is a beautiful thing.
There is something to be said for the combination of a potato and duck fat.
For
some reason, that is food alchemy. Those two get together, and it's gold. That was really cheesy.
No, it was beautiful. I mean, when it comes to things like that, sometimes the cliche just, can't avoid it.
That's how you gotta go.
You know, when you have such a classic pairing as potatoes and duck fat, you know, break out the love poems, the sonnets.
Yeah.
Get Paul McCartney on the scene. You know, it's...
It's something very special.
It is indeed.
And they're doing it great, and that's... They're also doing scratch-made milkshakes on the Nito's truck, and I haven't had the chance to try those yet because I eat the burger and the fries, and I get a little full. I have to go and commit to the... But I've been to their truck twice now, and I can't get past the fries and the burger.
Yeah.
And let's see, who else is at the... there's a new cupcake truck, which... Cupcake Social is what they're called, and honestly, I was thinking cupcakes. Really, that seemed like it was kind of the trend the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's been done. They serve an amazing cupcake. As someone who clearly doesn't always go for dessert, it was something I would, that I really...
I myself would have a hard time bringing myself, I think, to a sole dessert truck.
Yeah.
Because I can get tater tots slathered in freaking gravy.
I know, but cheese curds.
Now, if they put gravy on the cupcakes, then maybe we can start talking.
What they did have that I tried yesterday was the dulce de leche cupcake. That was...
That is the magic word.
In honor of Cinco de Mayo coming up this weekend. And they had a nice amount of salt in that caramel sauce. And the cake was very, like, traditional kind of occasion white cake. Very basic, but very, very fluffy. Really tender moist. And then you got it together with that salty caramel sauce. It was a thing of beauty. And then a barely sweet buttercream on top. And not too much frosting. I'm very picky about my frosting to cake ratio. And it was fantastic. And it was one of those things where I had to eat it and then go back and start pointing and yelling at them. Guys, it was so good! They're like, we know. Do you know how good? Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. That's why we open business.
Well, if you're going to be like that about it.
No, they were modest. And I'd like to try more of their flavors. And their flavors have changed every week. So who knows what will be out there next week.
Dang.
And their brand's spanking new. I think this was like their second week in business. So very, very new truck.
You know, I guess if you've got a line of food trucks serving up savory dishes and, you know, you eat. And maybe afterwards you want a cupcake. I guess I could see that.
They're modest in size, too. They're not a big mammoth thing. It's just a couple of bites. And that it was so balanced, that it was sweet but not cloying, a little bit of salt but still dessert, and texturally it was a messy delight. It was awesome. And I was doing that story for Lavender, so likely if any of the listeners want to go check out the Lavender magazine website, there's going to be a picture posted of me probably sticking my face in frosting. Something really fun.
That's something everybody should probably go and see.
Oh, and then so. Potter's Pasties is also at that food truck board. They're the last ones bringing up the rear.
That's something I could go for.
Their pasties are really something.
You know.
And one thing that I don't think everybody always gets is the Vietnamese iced coffee. He imports the coffee from Vietnam. The owner.
Pasties and Vietnamese iced coffee.
Well, yeah, and I asked him, why would you... What makes these two things go together? And he said, because I can't live without this coffee. So he imports it and he sells it off the truck. You can buy, and it's one of the few places you can get that kind of authentic Vietnamese coffee, I guess, in the city. And it's on a food truck.
That's
amazing.
And then
served with a little condensed milk over ice. That's as close to as dessert as I usually
go. Yeah, that sounds like my kind of dessert. No, I have such like this soft fondness for pasties. I can't. It's something that growing up with, I didn't know about it. I never really heard too much about, except for one of my very close friends growing up. I mean, we were young. Mm-hmm. I think we met when we were 6, maybe. His mom was from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And that was her thing. She would always make them. Mm-hmm. And they were so good. And then we would go up to visit her family sometimes up in the UP, and her mom owned a restaurant up there where they, you know, did kind of basic type stuff. And pasties, man.
You don't have pasties.
Gets you every time.
For me, it was something I grew up with. My family that lived on the Iron Range, pasties were really big. It kind of makes sense because they're traditionally Cornish mining lunch. So that we had our own version, but my grandparents especially would always throw huge pasty parties. Well, they threw a lot of parties. They were fun. But they would throw pasty parties, and everybody would come over, and they'd lay out the dough and all the fixings, and everyone would make their own pasty and have a huge deal with it. And
that sounds like a good time to me.
It was so fun to see them when they showed up, and theirs is... There's a little bit of a difference between an Iron Range pasty and theirs. Theirs is more the traditional British pasty, but it was kind of still nostalgic for me to see it. Like, it's got to have rutabaga in it. That was something I was raised with.
Oh, I love me some rutabagas.
You got to put the baga in there.
That's probably a truck I'm going to have to hit sooner or later.
Yep.
So this is a little bit off topic, but I'm looking at a group of kids across the way from us. Are you familiar with Karate Kid 2? The kid has the little hand drums that they have at the end, and I'm A, you know, it's the Karate Kid. So if you're going to change a topic,
you might as well go
with the better of the topics, which is
the only thing that the second one had over the first one is the Peter Cetera song. I'm gonna go ahead and disagree.
No, I think that's a pretty good statement. But you know, it's easy to forget about things like the pendulum scene.
You know,
and that's the whole point of the drum. You know, he's learning the rhythm of the pendulum and moving back and forth, and then he's got a karate chop through freaking ice. You know,
wow, you've seen that more than me.
Oh, I've seen it so many times.
See, and I've seen the first. I mean. My husband and I, when we're in the, like, go-get-em mode, mm-hmm. we cheer each other with, split the leg!
No mercy.
No mercy.
God, that's a great, and I'm going to go with Trilogy, because fourth and the remake just don't count. Sorry, Hilary Swank.
The next
fail.
Karate Kid. I don't even know what happened in that movie. I was looking at your giant mouth the whole time.
That's pretty much it. A good friend of mine only refers to her as Rat Dog. that's her name. That's what she's called. So, I usually just refer to her by that. But I was trying to be polite, and you know what? Sometimes the niceties just go right out the window, and Karate Kid 4 brings that out in people.
I've never been accused of being overly nice.
I want the kid's drum, though. It's hard for me to not.
Well, I think I'm putting it together that the Festival of Nations is this weekend. That's why there are all the school buses everywhere. And the children with boys.
I bet that's why 5th was closed off, and they... Oh.
Plus, it's St. Paul. They like to keep you guessing. Just when you think you know how to get here, we're going to...
Surprise! Yeah. No, you don't.
You don't know where you're going.
That is classy. So, all right. Getting back to sort of winding this thing down a little bit.
Okay. I'm still eating these tabs, by the way.
I know. I sucked mine down. I don't know how you managed to save them for so long.
Well, I'm not that big on tater tots. I'm just going to... But it's like any kind of poutine. It's usually pretty addictive. Speaking of poutine, I'm having dinner at the strip club tonight.
Oh, you are?
Poutine of sea. Now, that is a dish that...
I have not had that, but...
What?
Yeah. I don't... I haven't had dinner...
Paul?
Yeah. It is. And it's funny because the strip club...
I will take you there.
I want to go.
You want to go to there. Especially because, I mean, the cocktails that Danofsky and Niver throw out there.
I have had the cocktails, and they are fantastic. But I haven't gone for dinner.
And JD does wonderful, wonderful things. It's some place that people...
He seems like a pretty cool guy.
...forget that it's really farm to table there. He really works with a lot of local farmers and producers, and... Like, one dish is named after a mutual friend of ours, Molly McNeil. They just put on the menu Molly's Coddle.
I saw her posting some stuff about that recently.
Oh, my gosh. I went the other night, and we had it the first night. They put it on the menu. It's insane. At a table with four women, we ordered it three times. Granted, they weren't your average women. We're all eaters. Yeah. One was Stephanie Meyer, who I was listening to an old podcast, and someone should check out hers because... An expensive date, it sounds like.
I did listen to hers.
That I am much, much cheaper than Stephanie Meyer.
Well, we haven't gotten to the champagne portion of the show yet. No bubbles with the tater tots, sorry.
I know. I've always got to go.
I have a feeling there's probably some guy with a paper bag full of booze around here, though.
I bet we could, maybe even some plastic. Ooh. Anyway, so we had that dish four times. It was asparagus. Baby arugula? I don't know. Some kind of, like, way freaking adorable mini green.
Oh, yeah. They are cute.
A little kiss of lemon juice and this poached duck egg on top that comes from the Minnesota peach farm that Molly works with her Uncle Dave at. And these crazy fresh eggs. Very simple, very straightforward ingredients, and all of it was just incredible. And anybody else could do that dish and it wouldn't be a big deal, but something about... JD's deft hand and way with fresh ingredients.
That's the thing, is when somebody knows what they're doing, grilled asparagus, microgreens, and a poached egg, little lemon juice. No, I mean, especially one that is well poached.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're poached eggs, And then there are poached eggs. And
Yeah, it's much different than the sad fare you normally get at most brunches.
Oh, yeah. They've been sitting in water for hours, just waiting to be served.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
And sad ducks. Like, I've gotten to be very, very snobby about my eggs.
Well.
And factory farm chicken eggs are really something that tastes very different than something that comes from a chicken that gets to root around and live in its natural habitat. Like any food, I think it's better
much
when an
truth
animal
to that.
Has lived a happier life.
Yep. Well, just, it's just a, you know, I don't know, the yolks are richer and the whites are probably richer. I the whole thing
they
is just
are,
a
and
better.
You're going to get better nutrition from it. Mm-hmm. There was just a study that came out about how the eggs are actually healthier if you eat the egg yolk as well as the white. So all the people who have been ordering those really sad
egg white
omelets, you're not doing yourself any favor and you're suffering. Oh. I feel bad for people who fight against their food so much. I think we could all be healthier in a more holistic way if we just stop being so mad at our bodies and trying to eat fake food. It feels like punishment when you're eating a box of snack wells or
whole foods, whole fats. They keep you full longer, and they fill you up quicker.
Don't eat too much and move around a little bit. This is so easy to say when I'm still picking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just ate a whole tray of deep fried tater tots smothered in gravy with some cheese on top.
And also, go on record as being a huge hypocrite.
But you know what? This is our job. This is what we do.
It is, and I take it very seriously.
Yeah, of course. Especially when it comes with tater tots smothered in gravy.
And these food trucks, man, they are popping up left and right.
Let's blame them. That's their fault.
I am going to eat at all of them. It's like whack-a-mole. They just keep popping up everywhere. Every time I think I know. Like, I was driving to the food court yesterday, and I saw a red truck that said Trin Catering, and I haven't been able to find anything in my initial Google searching of it, but I'm hoping that it was another truck and not, like, you know, another courier or the UPS guy.
It's an interesting name for a courier, Trin Catering.
So who knows, but there's a lot out there. It's a big, big, fat, tasty world, and I'm up to the challenge.
It's so delicious. It's so delicious. I mean, knowing right now, like, sort of, there's this sort of building in the way, but I know over there is Meritage, and I know that they've got the oysters. They're keeping them from me.
They are.
You know, and I want them in my mouth, but they're all the way over there.
Listen,
and that's
if we
like
have
a block
to go,
away.
I'm not opposed. I think I'm done with the grapes.
Someday it will be raining oysters.
Well, most likely at their next Oyster Fest. Did you go to that?
That's right. I did not, but...
October. They're going to do it again.
That came up on the last one of these little podcasts that I did. We went to the Meritage stand and, you know...
I was so glad you found it.
I did. The non-truck form of the food truck threw me. It has led to much ridicule on the world of the internet, you know, being that my first food truck show didn't actually involve a food truck.
There's no truck.
But you know what? For the record,
did it even have?
I got a truck this time.
It's wheels.
Suckers.
On it. Yeah. Suckers.
It did have wheels. It did have wheels. Didn't have an engine, but it had, you know, one of those crepe things, that's better than an engine in my opinion.
And brown.
Cook a crepe on an engine. I dare you.
Mm-hmm. That would be some cooking. An engine block crepe.
That's for those radical motor enthusiasts out there.
Yeah.
We dare you to do it. Send in pictures.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen on my mob mobile.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I used to be
what's anything new coming up in the world of Joy Summers that we should know?
Well, I'm going to follow these darn food trucks if it kills me. So there's that.
It's good to have a mission.
Keep tabs on me if you want to know what kind of street eats to go check out. I will go to the mall and I will report honestly. There have only been a couple of clunkers. And then upcoming next, there are some new restaurants I'm looking forward to visiting. I'm excited to see what Ice House is going to be like.
Yeah.
Super excited for the Left Hand Cook in Midtown Global Market. those guys, I've seen their
They're
menu.
They're hilarious.
They have what I think will be some serious fried chicken. In addition to all of this beautiful...
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a mashup of comfort food with Asian influences, and Thomas has this hardcore cooking technique that's
He's got some
chef-y.
Pretty serious background, doesn't he?
He's worked with some big guns, and this is his first time going out on his own. But while he's been getting ready for it, he's been honing his skills locally at places like Piccolo. So you know that he's really...
Honing your skills at Piccolo. Jeez.
Honey. So that's some place I'm really excited about. Plus, getting to know him and Kat, who own the place together. They're just fabulous people, and I really enjoy getting to know them, and I can't wait to try their food. And the space is going to be cute. It's one of those things. I love Midtown Global Market for what you can do in there. There is...
It's incredible.
A little bit of everything. There's also Well Seasoned should be opening up there pretty soon from the guys who own Buster's. That'll be interesting. There's a lot.
That's the guy who's owned Buster's?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was... I couldn't... I was trying to remember this the other day because I knew it was somebody. I love Buster's.
Yeah. And I think they've definitely got... They've got a menu that I think would do well other places. And I don't think that Well Seasoned is gonna be like... that.
Yeah, it looks like they're going for a little bit less of the bar food motif.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be more of a bistro.
Which is cool, because they definitely are capable of producing, I think, that level of food. And it'll be nice to have that kind of thing in Midtown.
Yeah, there's so many exceptional food options there. Tacos at Los Ocampo, and the La Sonora Grill guys. Snoring Grill guys.
Yep.
They're hugely talented, and they have some of the best tacos in town. I think that they deserve more attention.
I could spend days in there. And then last time I was in there, I noticed El Burrito Mercado is also coming.
Yep,
so for you St. Paulians, we're getting our Minneapolis version, which means one less reason to have to cross
Try
that river.
To deal with
Well, to be fair, in a pseudo defensive for St. Paul, Midtown Global Market is like 10 minutes from my house. So, you know, 10 minutes versus, I don't know, Burrito Mercado's in some far off portion of St. Paul.
It's
a cruise for me.
You know what? That is a place that's worth going on a Saturday in the summer.
Oh, it so is worth
it. They've got a huge grill outside, and the elote, the Mexican corn smothered in mayonnaise and Parmesan cheese and lime.
There you go. Oh. Again, smother it in mayonnaise. And
yeah, what was I saying about health food?
That it sucks. And you don't
that while I appreciate it, I clearly don't either.
It's for the birds.
Exactly.
The well-fed, free-range birds.
Exactly, that I then want to eat. It's all the beautiful circle of life.
It's the truth. All right, well, I think that brings us to an end of this week's very, very classy episode.
I always look for the opportunity to do something where I can bring it up a level, you know.
Oh, my God.
Meritage, sure. But let's go for a park, which I just got a whiff of... I don't think it was vomit, but...
It likely could be.
We're just on the wrong side of the park. Over by the food trucks, back
vomit.
Where they were...
Pigeon excrement. I don't know. I mean, it's there's a lot of stuff that could be around here.
There's a lot of St. Paul to explore, and it's not all bad. But anyway, I blame myself.
That's all right. Okay, well, hope you enjoyed this week's show. We will catch you next time, where we will visit another food truck, and we will have another guest who will probably not be as classy as Joy.
We'll
talk to you guys later. My classy sign off. I'll talk to you later. I'm out.
Dude.
What's up, bro? Wanna do a keg stand?
Ready, steady, let's hit the beat!